Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason's mind is running.
I'm running on empty.
And so is mine, apparently. Well, let's just roll the intro music. The intros are tough. That's like the tough part.
I used to like when you would throw out really something really absurd.
Oh, you want me to do that again?
Yeah, no, go. You don't have to do it again.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason's goldfish died, so he sat on it and brought it back to life with the gas from his butthole. Damn, I really pulled that one out of my ass. But All right, let's roll the intro music. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another podcast. Jason's mom is sitting here joining us for a second week. Jason's mom? Mrs. Nash? Okay, good. She's just sleeping.
She doesn't want to go. We've offered to take her home because we record these podcasts
late.
Yeah,
she loves sitting here and listening to us record the podcast. I don't know what it is. I have a feeling it's me, Jason.
Well, she said the other day, someone was asking her about you. She's like, oh, David's a great guy. Although the other day, he did try to light me on fire.
When was that? That was with the flamethrower?
Yeah, that was when you lit her with the flamethrower the other day.
Someone came up to me at one of our meet and greets, and they were like, can you help me settle this fight?
Sure.
With my boyfriend? And she asked if I stand while I pee. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you've been talking to me about that.
Yeah, because it bummed me out, because I said, no, I don't stand while I pee. And she goes, what? and he looks at me. He's like, thank you. She's like, what do you mean you don't stand while you pee? I'm like, well, when I'm at home, I sit when I pee. I would never sit when I pee when I'm in public.
You were arguing this the other night with another guy, with Joe, yeah. Our friend Joe. And you were like, you were yeah, making him feel weird,
Joe,
when he's the normal one.
Joe was like, of course I stand while I pee. I'm like, are you a fucking idiot? Mm-hmm. I try to make him feel really bad about it. But no, do you sit or stand when you pee?
If it's the middle of the night or if it's like early morning, I'm really tired, I will sit down.
Sure.
Sure. But most of the time I do stand. Public, always stand.
Always stand.
Always stand in public, right?
But have you, okay, when you used to live at your parents' house, because that is when I assume your house was the cleanest.
Sure.
Did you sit or stand when you peed?
I would sometimes sit.
Okay, because your bathrooms now, like in your new house, mm-hmm. they resemble public restrooms because they're so gross. So I would never sit there, even though I'm at your house. But like if I'm, you know what I mean? Like I would never be at a friend's house and use their bathroom by sitting. But if I'm at home, I always sit constantly.
Do you read?
No, I don't. Dude, that's my problem is every time I get on the toilet, whether it's number one or two, I'm always like, I'm going to get on my phone. I'm going to be on my phone for like 20 minutes. Right. I'm going to have some me time.
Right.
But the second I'm done peeing or whatever I got to do, I get up and I'm like, I'm done. Let's go. Let's get out of here. I cannot relax on toilets. Like our friend Zane,
yeah.
He'll be on there for like an hour and a half.
Oh, no, that's not good for you.
Yeah,
no.
He won't
not
even,
an hour and a half.
Zane won't even have to wipe by the time he's done sitting there because it just dries up and just falls off. It's really gross. I'm sorry. But no, I mean, I stand while I poo. That's for sure. God. I'm such a goof.
How does that work out for you?
It doesn't work out. I stopped doing that too.
I'm always excited when... Hey, did you hear...
You could just tell that sentence that you just started was like not going anywhere.
No, I did have a bunch of things to talk about.
What were you going to say?
I have a funny story to tell you.
Go.
So check this out. So we were at... I went away to Terranea with my kids.
Yeah, which is like a vacation spot?
It's a vacation spot in Palos Verdes.
And you lost them.
What's that?
You lost them.
Yeah, and this is... I want to put out a call if anyone's seen my kids. No, and so we were playing charades with the kids, and I was with some other moms and dads and their kids. So
yeah.
It's like six kids. So this woman, one of our friends, gets up, and she and we're playing charades, and she gets movies. It's a movie, and the movie is Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay, great.
Okay, so the woman gets up. By the way, this woman is like super liberal, like, you know, like fights for like all kinds of people, for people who are, you know, I don't know, disenfranchised or whatever she does.
Sure.
Does lots of charity work. Like,
she's a politically correct woman.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Well, she gets Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
So she does movie, you know, she makes that motion like it's a movie. You know, sure. Picture raise. She does crazy. She takes her index finger. She raises it to her.
I can imagine what she does for Asians.
She does rich. She does money. She takes her two fingers and like she's making money. And for Asians, she takes her eyes.
Yeah.
And she slants her eyes. And everybody goes, oh my God, no. Sarah, no. You can't do that.
Was she drunk?
No, she wasn't drunk at all.
What did your kids say?
My kids, they
just threw up.
They just weren't paying attention at all.
Oh, because your kids are so sweet. I feel like if they saw something like that, they'd be like, "Daddy, we need to leave."
So then, her husband was kind of giving her crap about it, and then she goes inside and she finds these two Asian ladies who are inside the restaurant, and goes, and we see her walk up to these Asian ladies, and we're like. She's like, I'm going to go ask them. And she's in there. And then we see her just talking and then taking and, you know, making her eyes slanted and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
And so now she's like talking to these two. And I just thought that was so interesting. Like, what did you think of that? Like, she was like, well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a cultural conversation. You know, that's how we get better. Great. As a society.
What did they say?
They said,
wait, what did she ask?
First of all, one of them wasn't Asian. So,
oh God,
she was Peruvian. So that person was out of the conversation. And then the one Asian woman was like, yeah, you know, I guess in that situation in charades, it is okay to do that. While I hate when people make, you know, slanted eye jokes.
Sure.
I just thought that was so interesting.
So what you guys found out is racism is okay as long as it's during a game of charades.
Right.
That's so interesting.
I guess. But then again, we didn't find out anything. That's what one woman said.
Sure. I'm kidding. How did the woman come back? Like, what did, like the woman that did the slanted eyes joke, how did she come back? Like, what did she say?
She came back in and.
Like ecstatic? I told you guys.
No. She was just like, this is how it's done. And I was like, I don't know if you just want to walk up to two random strangers and drop that on them while they're. Having, you know, Chardonnay.
She's just like, this is how it's done. This is how you play charades, baby. You either keep up or get lost.
Did you see this Cosby Show actor who worked at Trader Joe's?
Oh, holy shit.
And he got job shamed?
Yeah, so let me fill everybody in. There's a guy who was on the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Which Cosby Show was huge, right?
It was the biggest show.
It was like the biggest show in ever of all, like the first big, wasn't it like one of the first big shows?
Yeah, it was before Seinfeld, but at the time it was the biggest sitcom easily.
Sure. And this actor was working at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, he played Bill Cosby's son-in-law.
And he was on a bunch of seasons, right? Like, I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah, he was on a bunch of seasons. His name is like Jeffrey Reynolds.
Yeah, he was like on all the seasons, mm-hmm. basically. And
he was good on the show, too.
Yeah, and he still acts to this day. Like, if you go mm-hmm. on his IMDb, he works every year as an actor.
Right.
And someone took a picture of him working the cash register.
He was
a bagger at Trader Joe's, uh-huh. and everyone was like, "Isn't this the guy from Fresh Prince?" And fucking everyone just went. Everyone was just like, "Fuck you for taking that picture."
Yeah,
like, people blew the internet blew up in his defense.
Yeah, he was on Good Morning America,
which is awesome.
It was good,
and he made like a really good point about like how every job, like he was like trying to explain. He's like, I'm not ashamed of like the job I do, and like no one should be ashamed of like. Yeah. The job they have, because every job has its importance.
Like, why do we value actors so much? Like, it's not that cool. You know what I mean? Like I think working at Trader Joe's, like, it's just as interesting. Like, most of the time when you act, you sit around in a trailer.
Well, I mean, that's an easy answer. I mean,
I think people have it all wrong about actors and their value to society.
Okay, but I don't look at Brad Pitt and I think when I meet him, he's going to be able to fly. I just think it's interesting to see him because I see him on the big screen all the time, and I want to see how
we're
he is.
Talking about like if he was working as an actor, then we'd be so proud of him. But because he's working at Trader Joe's, people are like, "Oh, that's all."
Well, because being an actor is just a sought after job, right? Like it's difficult. It's super competitive. While working at Trader Joe's is a little easier to get. No, I mean that's pretty simple.
But I don't know. I think it might be kind of cool just to work at Trader Joe's and just hang out all day. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know which one's better. I'm sure half of the people would love to work at Trader Joe's and half of the people would love.
What?
Your mom's whispering something and it's
what
freaking
are you
me out.
It has to do with
It has to do with status, she says.
Well, but, that's a good point. It does have to do with status.
But she was whispering, and it sounded so scary. It was like,
status.
No, but yeah, it does have to do with status. But like, it's, yeah, no, but I totally, there are, I have friends in school who love working at Office Max, who like, who live for that. They go to Office Max, right. They get out at 5 p.m. and they smoke the night away, and they wake up in the morning, they do it all over again. Mm-hmm. Like, people love that. And if that's your idea of a good life, then have that be your life. No, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care that you're not Brad Pitt. You know, if you're having a good time, then you're having a good time. Yeah. And I think that's like the point that he was making. He was like, don't feel sorry for me. I have a great life. I love my family. You know what I mean?
Whatever. I met my ex-wife's boyfriend yesterday.
Again?
Yeah.
Who? What happened?
No, nothing. I just went over there to drop my kids off, and like, I didn't know he was going to be there.
And he was there shirtless in a towel. I can't imagine. Is he like ripped?
He's not in bed. I don't know. I haven't seen him shirtless, David.
he's not in like crazy shape.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's in crazy shape.
Sure.
But yeah, it was interesting.
Are you still intimidated by him?
No, I'm not intimidated by him, but I think intimidated was the wrong word. Threatened. I guess at one point I was, or whatever, but it was good to go over there and see him there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It was very like, good. I'm glad I saw that. You know what I mean?
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm never coming back here again. What did you guys talk about?
He was very nice. He just said,
fuck off.
He asked me about YouTube. He asked me about YouTube.
Oh, you cool.
And he was really nice about that. And
so you do YouTube, right? What is that like, making so much less money than me? Because he's a big actor, right? He's like a fairly big actor.
Pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's not. He's not Leonardo DiCaprio or anything, but sure. Yeah, he's pretty big.
Oh my God. Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, we got in the biggest fight. Who was it? Me and Jonah in the car about who's more famous.
Oh yeah, yeah. You lost. You were just dragged down. It was...
Yeah, you're right. I think I did lose that fight.
It's not hard to see. Oh man, I don't like to see you lose like that. That
I know. The fight was who's more famous, Ariana Grande or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
And first I started off by saying that like a lot of kids don't know Leo DiCaprio's movies. So I'm like, every little kid knows Ariana Grande and every parent knows Ariana Grande. But then you brought up a good point, is that everyone in every country has seen the movie Titanic.
Right. So people everywhere, even in like African villages, they might not have Instagram.
But they have.
They have a
DVD. Copy of Titanic.
Yeah.
It is customary for every tribe to own a copy of the Titanic.
And yeah, that was embarrassing to lose one to Jonah. Like,
yeah,
did.
And yeah, tough. and then I gave in, and I'm like, okay, you're right. Maybe Leonardo DiCaprio is a little bit more famous than
our friend than Jonah. Ariana Grande. Our friend Jonah, he's really funny. I mean, David and I went to the farmer's market with him yesterday.
Oh my God, dude, the kid is fucking lost. He's not. He's not dumb. He's not dumb.
He's just like, lost.
Yeah, exactly.
That's he said to me yesterday, we're at the farmer's market. He goes, he's just standing around. He looks around and he goes, what's the point of this place? What do you mean? What do you mean, what's the point of this place? He goes, I don't know, it's so fucking dumb. Like, what's going on here? Like, why is everyone here?
And we didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
No.
But later we speculated that it may be because he was going to every table and taking free samples. That we don't think he understood that you can actually buy the food there.
Yeah.
And we thought maybe he thought it was just free samples. And then he was like, what's the point of this? It's all free. I don't think he understood that you actually... I don't know. That's such a stupid but funny thing. Like, that's exactly what you would hear Jonah say.
What'd you think of that candy you got yesterday with the vape cereal you had?
Oh, yeah. I had some candy and it was like you bite into it and it's like filled with hydrogen or like... Nitrogen.
Yeah.
Filled with nitrogen. So like...
And so when you eat it, smoke comes out your nose.
Smoke comes out of your nose because it's like frozen basically. And then I found out did you hear what I found out?
What?
It like, there's been like reports of it like shutting down people's organs like immediately. Like it's really bad for you.
What?
Yeah. Like it's really, really bad for you. Yeah. Even your mom's nodding her head like, you
nodding.
Stupid idiots. Yeah. So there's that. But football is back. And SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every game all season long. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out, or need to find the perfect gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like being there in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for greater value.
You could speak to SeatGeek if anyone can.
Yeah, I mean, they just helped my dad get a brand new car. They're mm-hmm. incredible. They're just bottom line, just mm-hmm. amazing company. I'm surprised that I even need to say this because I feel like everyone that listens to us knows about SeatGeek. But SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. By searching multiple ticket sites and grading every ticket based on value, SeatGeek helps you immediately and identify the best seats to fit your budget. And it doesn't end with sports. SeatGeek has plenty of tickets to concerts, comedy, and theater too. Guys, literally just buy tickets for anything. For anything on SeatGeek.
I got my Hamilton tickets when I was in Chicago. I surprised Trisha at the table. I was sitting there, and I was like, she was mad at me because for something, and I bought them while she was talking to me, the phone underneath the table. I bought the tickets.
You bought the tickets while she was mad at you, and you're like, yeah. Watch this, Trisha.
I went to SeatGeek. I bought them, and then a minute later, I just held the phone up, and I showed the two tickets. Wow. And she was like, tonight?
And she started
front
crying.
Row.
I remember that.
That's crazy. She started crying. So it was great.
But yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's SeatGeek. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code VIEWS today. That's promo code VIEWS for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets.
Yeah, it's a great deal. It's $20 off right away.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I feel good about this ad.
Yeah.
I feel really good about it.
We fucking killed that.
This is the kind of ad where you're like, no, I'm actually helping the listener right now. Do you know what I mean? Some of them you're like, well, maybe someone will go do this. Sure. But this one's like, you've got to do
How
it.
How many of our listeners really need plush beanbags right now?
But I mean, sure. $20 off to go see Panic at the Disco. It's awesome.
You think they're going to pay us more like if the ad read is nicer?
No.
No.
No, it's purely a numbers game.
Fuck, we should stop trying so hard then. Mm-hmm. We should just read the damn things. What happened recently, I really want to talk about this because it was so interesting. There's this whole like thing on Twitter that I've been seeing. People put like a blanket over their little siblings and then they say a bunch of magical words and they take the blanket off and they pretend like their siblings are invisible. So they pretend like they don't see their siblings and their younger siblings freak out. So we did this. If you saw my vlog, it was on my vlog yesterday. We did this to one of our friends' little brother. His name is Vardan. We put him under a blanket. We said a bunch of words. We took the blanket off and we pretended like he was completely invisible. His entire family was in on it. We were like, Vardan, where are you? Where are you? And like 10 seconds into it, he just starts fucking bawling, like completely crying his eyes out. Like he's touching us. He's sobbing. He's like, David, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm pretending like I can't hear him for shit. It's so incredibly mean. And then I tell my friend Bruce, I'm like, Bruce, take a picture with me and Vardan. And I'm like, Vardan, if you're in the room, come take a picture with mm-hmm. me. And I like put my arm around him. But in the picture, it looks like he's not in the picture because I took a picture previously with my arm just pretending to be around someone. So then he freaks out even more because now he really thinks he's invisible. And he just keeps crying. He keeps crying. And then we finally, and halfway through this prank, I was supposed to text Jason to come into the house. And he was supposed to come in and he was supposed to be like, hey, everybody. And he was supposed to be like, where's Vardan? Like just to add to the prank. But Vardan was crying so much that I didn't even have time to take out my phone to text Jason to come into the house. So we felt so bad for Vardan that we stopped doing the prank and we put him back under the blanket and we were like abracadabra blah 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 blah. And we took it off and we're like, Vardan, we see you, you're back. And he's crying because he's so emotional because he's so happy he's back in the real world. And then we're like, Vardan, before we told him that it was fake, we're like, Vardan, you should go be invisible again. You should go be invisible again and we're gonna call Jason and you're gonna scare him. And he's like, oh, I'm down. But first he was like, but what if I don't come back? And his sister's like, that's just the risk you have to take. That's what they say about life. You have to live it to the fullest. And he's like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. But promise to get me back. And he's like doing the sign of the cross. And we put him back under the blanket. And we say, abracadabra, blah, 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 blah. Bruce goes, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right. And then we take the thing off and we're like, Vardan, where are you? And then Jason walks in and Vardan scares the crap out of Jason. Jason's pretending to be scared. And then Vardan gets so cocky being invisible, he starts running around and punching everybody. Like he starts like pushing people like onto the couch, pushing people into the door. And we all have to pretend like we don't see what he's doing. And he's like getting really cocky. And then he's like, and then we're like, fuck, we got to change him back because he's being a real asshole. So we're like, Vardon, sit back down, sit back down. And he doesn't want to sit down. So Bruce, the magician, the fake magician, he's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. So he walks out the door and Vardon starts crying again because he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please turn me back. Please turn me back. And we're like, Vardon, if you are out there, this is your last chance. Go and sit back on the chair. And then all of a sudden, Vardon goes over to the chair and he starts shaking it to show that he's by the chair. And then he sits back down and then we turn him back. And Vardon's like, thank God I'm back. Thank God I'm back. And
have you ever had anything work so well? You had no idea it would work like that.
No, bro. I mean, we seriously fucked with him like really bad.
You told me the idea and I was like, I think that would maybe work on like a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old.
He's 12 years old.
But didn't expect it to work on someone that old.
He's 12 years old.
But then again, like, you know, when you're an adult, like,
that's the thing.
You could almost do anything.
There's a bunch of adults manipulating one child. Like, it was really fucked up, and that's why it worked.
Yeah.
But it was such a harmless prank because he loved it at the end.
Yeah.
And even at the end, when we told him it was fake, he still didn't understand that he actually wasn't invisible. So like, at one point, he even asked us again. He's like, can you make me invisible again so I can go to Subway? And we were like, wait, what are you saying? You weren't invisible. And he's like, oh, no, I know. He didn't understand that he wasn't invisible. I don't know. It was a whole funny thing. And then the day before that, we went into, I'll give you, we got into a fight. Like, my friend group got into a fight.
Oh.
You don't remember? It was in the vlog.
Oh! Yeah. I thought you meant like a bickering fight, like in our group chat.
Oh, no,
I forgot about the major fight, the fist fight.
Yeah, this guy came up to us, and this is how it happened. This is fucking crazy. This guy came up to us, and he goes, David Dobrik, what's up? And I'm like, what's up, dude? And then Todd says something, and then the guy goes, get the fuck out of here, Todd. And Todd goes, what? And I yell, world star, like as a joke. I yell world star and complete joke. And this guy takes off his backpack and then later takes off his shirt and tries to actually fight Todd. And Todd's like, are you seriously gonna fight me? And he's like, hell yeah I am. And Todd's like, why? And he's like, because you're a Lakers fan, motherfucker.
Todd have a Lakers hat on?
Todd had a Lakers hat on.
Okay.
And this guy was gonna fight him because he's a Lakers fan.
Where's he from?
I don't know. And this guy obviously had mental issues because no one fucking wants to fight someone for being a Lakers fan.
Sure.
So Todd wasn't going to fight him back right away.
Or was
away.
He drunk, the guy?
No, he wasn't drunk. He looked totally sober. And then he was by himself. He didn't have any friends.
Oh.
And it was like eight of us guys. So like they held the guy back. They held him down. And
7.5 if you were there.
Yeah, 7.5. I had a camera in my hand. I was busy.
The old camera in the hand. Guys, I would have jumped in, but I just got this new ADD.
Oh, I'll touch upon me jumping in.
Okay, please.
In a second. But yeah, so they were holding him back, and then like they thought he calmed down, and then they let him go, and then we walked away, and he came back, and he sucker punched one of our friends in the face. Jay Boyce, and then they went down to hold him back again, and they thought they calmed him down, and then he came back again, and he sucker punched our friend Scott in the face, and Scott was bleeding, and I'm like, oh my God,
he's beating up all 8 of you,
yeah, and Scott's bleeding, tough. But Scott doesn't want to hit him back because Scott's 10 times bigger than this guy, and he'll fucking destroy.
Oh, Scott, what? I couldn't tell that from the video.
Yeah, no, Scott's huge compared to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he could have destroyed the guy.
Oh.
And Scott's like, I'm not going to hit him back. Like, I'm not a fucking, like, this guy's mental. He's completely gone.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't even want to film you right now. Like, you're really fucked up. And he's like, no, please film me. Please film me. So I turn my camera on, and I film Scott, and he's completely bleeding out of his face. And all the comments on the video were like, you guys should have fucking destroyed that guy. But like when you're there in the moment, and like people were pissed that we didn't like beat the shit out of that guy.
Man, you can never tell what the internet's gonna say, because I thought you were gonna say the other thing, like, why are you guys fighting at all? And you should have ran.
No, people were pissed that we didn't like beat his ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the internet's so fickle. I never know what they're gonna say.
Well, because there's different sides to the internet. Isn't one person? The internet is. You know,
but you're saying the majority?
No, not the majority.
Oh, not the majority.
No. But there was a lot of people that were like, you guys should have beat his fucking ass.
Right.
And like.
That's so not true. Like, when you're in this situation, you're like,
I can never.
I just want to get out of here. I can alive.
Exactly. I can never justify a fight. I'm never like in like a fight scenario, and I'm like, oh yeah, this makes sense. Unless like you're with your girlfriend and some dude fucking touches her butt or something.
Right.
Like then I see like getting like really worked up.
I always imagine to myself, like, okay, I could get into a situation right now, but I don't want to go to court 2 months from now.
Exactly.
You know, this like, it's just not worth it.
And this is, there's two reasons I didn't really step in. Three reasons.
Go ahead.
One, because they had it completely covered. Two, because I'm the biggest bitch. And three, because if the cops came, I would be fucking deported in a heartbeat. Like if I was involved in that fight, I'd be out of this country. Because I have really, DACA, so if I mess up once, I lose it.
Do you really live your life like that with one mess up?
Yeah, because if you get one thing on your record, you don't have a clean record anymore, and you lose your DACA, and then you get deported. Wow. You have to have a clean record.
So what happened when you got that speeding ticket?
Speeding ticket doesn't count unless it was like a serious like misdemeanor or felony.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's why I didn't jump in, not because I was fucking, no, I'm such a bitch. I'm so scared of fights. I don't know what it is.
Have you ever been in a fight?
No, I've never been in a fight. I don't think I've been in a
never?
Fight. No.
That's so crazy.
I've been in like fights with my friends, like where we go at each other, but never like, I've never like been like so angry at a person where I'm like, the only way this is going to get settled is if one of us draws blood.
Have you ever had a wrestling match with your friend that got pretty heated?
Oh,
like
yeah.
It starts wrestling?
All the time. My wrestling matches would always end in boners. One of our friends would always get a boner, and that's what would always end it. We'd have fights like during sleepovers. And
what?
Yeah, one of our friends, he'd always get a boner during wrestling, and it'd always be like, bro, what the fuck? Why do you got a boner? And we'd stop fighting, and we'd stop wrestling. This was a serious thing. Yeah.
Why did he get a boner?
I mean, he liked us. He's just
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a gay guy, but it was just it's the wrong time to get a boner. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're pressed up in wrestling someone. It's just, and he was probably horny because he was a young kid, so like you know how hormones are. But yeah, let's not talk about that anymore. I'm actually talking about myself. Yeah, so what? I had to stop a fight because I got a boner all the time. What was your favorite team from... okay, here we go, guys. I'm about to read a new ad. And sorry, Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/views and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right next to your door. Could you imagine? We're going to send the items, but they're going to be next to your door. One of your neighbors is going to have all 5 of your items.
We're not going to tell you which neighbor.
Good fucking luck. Then you try them on, pay only for what you love. Oh, I like that. And return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. There's no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want. Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. Get started now at stitchfix.com/views, and you'll get an extra $20 off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/views to get started today.
I picked out my clothes already.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you get?
I'm going to have like a real outfit.
Really?
Did you know how not put together I am?
Sure. Did you get a shirt
I struggle.
Did you get a shirt that actually fits you?
This shirt fits. It's just when I lie down, my stomach pops up.
But yeah, stitchfix.com/views, guys. Go check it
out.
Yeah,
this is a good one too. They'll style it for you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, David used to pick out my clothes, but he's just been so busy.
Yeah, I have to give that up. But how's everything in your life?
Everything's good, man. I was just about to ask you the same thing.
Really?
How's everything with you?
No, everything's
good. Sounds like you're back in the USC game and the UCLA game.
Oh, my God, bro.
College season.
Yes.
David doesn't get excited for college football, but he just gets excited for college parties.
Yeah, I went to a college party the other day.
Yeah.
And
by the way, you'd be a 5th-year senior at this point.
Yes.
Okay.
And I did realize that halfway through the college party. That's one of the things I want to touch up on. First off, I was like, maybe I'm a little bit too old to be here. Even though like I'm 22, so I feel like I'm pretty young.
What about me?
Yeah, I forgot you come with me. Yeah,
I'm fine. And you're fine if I'm with you.
And all my friends come with me. They're at least 4 years older than me. Some are 50 years older than me. So. You. But first off, I felt a little bit old. But second of all, it was...
Was that the night I was with you?
Yeah.
You were in a bad mood that night.
Oh, let's bring that up.
You were the worst. I don't know what was going on with you that night.
What do you mean?
You weren't the worst, but it was just very unlike you. I was out of sorts.
Mood. I was on my phone because we brought up McLovin from Superbad.
Yeah. And well, first we went to that party. And you got really huffy that the guy didn't want us upstairs.
Yeah.
We went, David's
let me explain this. I like this.
Okay, go ahead.
We went to, okay, you explain it.
No, David was like, we're going to USC. And I was like,
okay,
no.
You explained it wrong. Let me do it again. So
we were out.
Yeah, we were.
And this was not in the cards that I would go to USC with you. Guys, you have to understand.
Hold on.
Where we live to get to USC, it's literally 40 minutes.
No, you're explaining it wrong.
Go.
Anyway, we were going to UCLA.
You're right.
Let's get the stories right.
Yeah, whatever.
We went to UCLA, and I know this guy there who lets us in a bunch of frat parties. He's Danny. He's the best. He invited us over to a frat. The frat was very welcoming, but there's always one fucking douche at every frat. There's always one guy who's like head honcho who just like needs to control things.
Let me interject.
Hold on. What are you interjecting about?
I want to say that I didn't want to go, but then I turned it around in the car. I was like, you know what? We're here. I'm going to put on a good face. And then I got really into going. And I was like, David brought me here. Let's just have a good attitude. And then I got super hyped up to film.
Jason was like super fratty. It was really funny. I had a great time. We got into the frat house. Everyone's super nice. They're very kind to us. And then Danny's like, let me show you upstairs. And we're like, sure, let's go upstairs. And I start walking upstairs. And frat honcho head bitch walks up and he goes, you're not fucking going upstairs. And I'm like, okay, we're coming back down. And he's like, you bet your ass you're coming back down. That's what he fucking said.
That's not what you said. You said, okay, we'll come right back down. And you motioned that you're going to keep going up.
No, I didn't.
You did.
You weren't there. That's what you...
I was standing right next to you.
No, bro, that's not what happened. Literally, I was standing with whoever I was with. And he was like, I don't know, what's his problem? I literally said, we're coming back down. And he's like, you bet your ass you're coming back. That's what he fucking said. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm on my way down.
And then another guy came in to say the same exact thing, and you could see in his eyes that he was bummed out that he didn't get to say it first.
And another guy came down, and he's like,
Mark, you're already here.
And then I'm like, and it pissed me off so much because you can just tell me to come down. Like, I'm going to respect you. This is not my frat house. I'm not going to be walking around wherever I go. I will respect your house, but don't be a dick about it. Just be like, hey, calm down. And I'm like, okay. And I fucking left. I'm like, Jason, we're leaving this frat. Fuck this. And I left. And I got back in my car. And I'm like, we're going to USC. So we went to USC. We were at the bar. And we were waiting to get into the line of the bar. Someone brought up McLovin. And I'm like, I love McLovin. He's from Superbad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to DM him on Twitter. See if maybe he wants to shoot sometime. Because that would be hilarious. So I'm on Instagram. And I'm trying to find his Instagram to DM him. And then someone walks up to me. A girl walks up to me. And she goes, I'm such a big fan of your videos. I just met Brandon. He's so cool. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, Brandon is the best. That's what I said. And then I went back to my phone because I was typing this DM to McLovin. I was in the middle of the DM. And her boyfriend goes, really, dude? You really? She's fucking excited to meet you. And this is all the fucking attention you're going to give her. And I don't know what got into me, but that bothered me so much. I was like, are you serious right now? I said it like that. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And like, this is so out of my character. And I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. And I said, are you serious right now? And he's like, yeah, what the fuck? And like, we just gave each other dirty looks and they both walked away. And it ruined my night for the next hour and a half.
Yeah,
like I was so bummed out because then later, like, it took me like 5 minutes to realize I'm like, okay, I could have been nicer about that. Like, even though I was in the middle of doing something, I could have been a lot, because that's not me. Like, I'm super nice when I meet people.
Right.
That was the one time I had like a weird reaction.
That is the one time I've seen you do that.
And the entire night, like, we drove away and I was trying to look for these people so I can apologize because I felt so bad.
Yeah,
but it ruined my night.
Disastrous night.
And I wouldn't stop bitching about it. And yeah, this is such a stupid story. I can't believe like this is, but yeah. Like,
and I came to just to film for your vlog, and I was like, I'm tap dancing, I'm like yelling in the bar, hoping you'll turn the camera on.
Yeah, and I couldn't film either at USC or UCLA because I had two little instances, and for some reason I was a really pouty bitch that day.
What do you think was going on?
I don't know.
A testosterone thing? Like, you felt like, fuck you, who are you to tell me I can't go
down? It wasn't. It was the opposite of testosterone thing.
He was just being rude to you.
Both of these guys had too much testosterone, and that's what was pissing me off. I was like, just fucking chill. Just calm down. Just tell me in a nice way. Why does everyone have to be such a dick?
Right.
Like, that's what was getting me angry.
Oh, I see.
It's because there was two guys that both could have said something to me in a nice way, but were both giving me attitude. And I was like, I am sick of this.
So if he came in and he was like, hey man, you know, listen, we don't really allow people upstairs. If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Just coming down.
Yeah, if he was like, oh, can you guys just come downstairs? I don't want to have people upstairs. And
not allowed.
I
would be
like, yeah, for sure, bro. Thanks for having us at the frat. God, I'm sorry, guys. I just ranted about everything. Everything else is good. Didn't this start by you asking me how have I been? I'm good, Jason. Actually, hold on.
Let me do an 18-minute rant.
Let me tell you for the next 10 minutes. No, but yeah, that's...
What's your plan? When are you going to stop the vlog?
I don't know. That's such a stupid question. You know I don't know the
it's
answer.
It's not a stupid question.
You're just asking me because we don't have anything else to talk about.
No, I think it's a great question.
What do you think I was going to be... Oh, what do you think my answer was going to be like? November 22nd. Like, how do you think I'm going to answer? I'm going to stop the vlog when someone presents an amazing opportunity to me. So if you're listening to this, I have said this 50 times on the podcast. And if your dad or mom is Martha Stewart or...
We met somebody's mom the other day. Remember we were doing that... We were at a show and this woman came up to us and she was like, oh, I know who it was.
She's like, my mom is Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Which is cool. Which is great.
So, yeah. She was like, she'll do something for the vlog. But then we never got her number.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're out there, Courtney Cox's daughter and Courtney Cox. I like Courtney Cox.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great.
Should we call out other celebrities? Well, Kim Kardashian was, we recorded... Our entire podcast was dedicated to Kim Kardashian last episode.
Yeah.
And nothing. No feedback from Kim.
You didn't hear from her.
Well, no. I mean, we've been texting, but she didn't bring up the podcast.
Yeah, okay. And you don't want to be the one to bring it up.
I didn't want to be like, did you listen to our new podcast?
Right.
Yeah. The conversation was just flowing.
Yeah.
It's she's having trouble with Kanye, too, so I didn't want to, like, you know.
What's going on with Kanye?
Yeah, same old, same old. He lost one of his planes in Bermuda. Yeah, the pilot flyover.
Again?
Yeah.
No.
I told Kim he can just buy another one, but she's all up in arms about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's trying to go to...
Those remote control planes that he flies.
Yeah. They're pretty big, though. Our friend Jonah wanted to buy a plane that seats one person, and it's $10,000, and he wants us to buy it so we can shoot videos with it. It's like a serious plane. It's the size of a car.
Yeah. And he wants to fly it out of here.
Yeah, and he wants to fly it out of my backyard into the sky. And I don't think he understands that it's not a kite.
It was the first time I've ever heard you go, that doesn't sound like a good idea. You said, that sounds dangerous. That's like, well, that must be a bad idea if David's saying that.
Because it's so stupid. He thought that we can just get into this plane sized car or this car sized plane and like nothing, like you can't you like if you land it and you hit something, you can kill someone.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like breaking a
this
bone.
This is the guy who doesn't understand how farmer's markets work.
Yeah, this is the same guy. Maybe he can crash his plane into the farmer's market, and that way he'll get rid of both.
Have you done any exercising lately, David?
Of course not. You know that.
What happened? I saw a video of you the other day when you were running. You were much more in shape.
What the? Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like some YouTube video, like someone had interviewed you somewhere, like VidCon. I don't know where they interviewed you, but I was like, oh, that was back when he was shape.
You're going to bring up my weight like this?
No one said, I'm not saying you're fat.
Fuck this
shit.
I'm
saying you were, like, your upper body was built from running.
You think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
I asked Natalie if I
used to coach high school basketball, so.
Did you?
No, it's actually elementary school, but same thing.
No, it's actually not
kind
at
of.
All. It's completely different.
Did I ever tell you about the ragtag team I had when I coached elementary school basketball?
No.
Oh, I had the greatest team ever.
Oh my God, you'd be a good basketball coach.
I used to yell. Save the story for next time.
No, go for it.
We are at 38 minutes.
Go for it. Give this to them.
All right, I'll try. So anyways, I was late to sign Wyatt up for basketball. I was late. I was not there. And he's like, I really want to play basketball.
So you made your own team?
So I got down there and they're like, he can't sign up. And I was like,
this is like
come
the movie
on.
Accepted.
I was like, you know, come on, like just put him on a team. They're like, no, absolutely not. Like, they're just such jerks. They're like, if you want to field your own team, that's the only way he can play. And I was like, fuck. I was like, no, I don't. Because it's not like I don't care. I do care. But I care too much. Like I get angry and I yell and like, you know what I mean? Like, I get too into it.
Like if you had a team, you'd get too into it.
I'm not a good coach because it starts to mean too much to me that they win. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, I'll field the team. So like, you know, to be honest, Wyatt was on the younger side. He wasn't like the best. He was like, you know, it was like third, fourth, and fifth graders, and he was like third grade. So I show up the first day, and like, I get two Korean twins,
sure,
who don't speak English.
That's great. That's out of a movie.
They're like your height. They're both like 5'6", and they're like 11 years old.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
They can't dribble. They can barely catch the ball.
Sure.
I get this Puerto Rican kid,
yes,
named Manny.
Great.
Who like doesn't speak,
but he's fast.
But he is fast.
Really?
And he can dribble like crazy. I get his sister, Cynthia, the only girl in the league. Cynthia,
it's like out of a fucking movie.
Cynthia also doesn't speak.
Sure.
And then I get like, I literally get like the overweight kid. I get just this ragtag team.
Great. Like just a
and
fucking
all ethnic kids.
Amazing.
The rest of the league is white. Okay. So whatever. So we start playing and I realize that if I just put the two Korean kids underneath the rim.
Yeah, you'll get all the rebounds.
Nothing. I can win every single game. So I just park the two Korean kids down there. They both wear goggles.
Sure.
And and you know, we start to get better. And this kid, Manny, he gets suddenly, I don't know if he wasn't trying during tryouts. I don't know if he just didn't give a fuck. And even the first day I had him, I was like, that kid sucks. Whatever. I don't know. Like
he won't get a lot of play time.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll just put... And the second day, he just shows up and he's just amazing. Sure. I don't know. So anyways, we start to crush in the league. We are crushing.
Sure.
And we even I even had this great moment where Cynthia wouldn't go in all... She wouldn't go into the game. They'd be like, do you want to go in this game? She's
no.
like, no, I don't want to go in. I don't want to go in. and I'm like, and so finally I said, okay. I said, you're going in this game. I'm like, you have to go in. She's like, I don't want to go in. And then I finally get her. So I'm bringing her in, you know, and she checks in and she's just bawling. She's just crying going into the game.
This is like straight out of a Vince Vaughn movie.
Yeah, I know. So she's running up and down the court, crying. And then she got the ball somehow.
Buzzer beater.
And she just dribbles crying and she just totally scored. That she just threw the ball up and it went in and she was just running down the court crying. So that was really cool. And then, but then by the end, the league, they came up against me and they brought me to for a meeting. And they were like,
steroids.
Yeah. They were like, what the fuck are you doing? They're like, you're crushing everybody in the league. And I'm like, this is the team you gave me. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, and they're like, well, it's not, they're like, all the coaches are really mad. It's not fair. You stacked your team with the greatest players of all time.
You're kidding.
No. And I was like, I didn't stack. I don't know these kids from anywhere. Anyways, we get into the championship game.
Yeah. Get the fuck out, really?
Yeah, we get into the championship game and I go up against these two dads who just are just out for blood.
Yeah.
They're just out for blood. And so I remember just screaming that entire championship. I wanted it so badly. Like I wanted to beat them so badly. And I don't remember if we won or lost, but
okay.
I think we won.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure we won the championship game, but it was a great season.
Great story. Horrible ending. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It's been another Views podcast by Jason Nash, David Dobrik. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on, I don't know, just follow us. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah,
go watch our videos. Go buy our merch. My name is Jeff. We'll see you guys later. Bye.